Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam. Hilchos Tefila Klal Chav Daladim is looking at Siman Tes Zayin. Bracha Yud Aleph, the 11th bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, is Hashiva Shavteinu. Mechaisim Melech Leib Tzlokom Mishpat. The Chassim is Melech Leib Tzlokom Mishpat. There is an opinion which says that the Chassim is Hakel Oyev Tzlokom Mishpat. We don't pass him like that. We pass him that the Chassim is Melech Leib Tzlokom Mishpat. Mechaisim Mishuva Chaisim HaMelech HaMishpat. During the Sefer Mitzvah, we change this tefillah from Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat. But we're going to point out over here that Bidi Eved, if he did not say HaMelech HaMishpat, he said Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, since he's mentioned Mishpat and Melech in the tefillah, he the Yotze. Therefore, the Mishnah points out, according to the minig, some people have to say Akel Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, he would not be Yotze Bidi Eved, he would have to go back because he didn't mention Melech. Since our minig is to say Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat the whole year, therefore a person Bidi Eved is Yotze when he says without saying HaMelech HaMishpat, because he mentioned Melech and Mishpat. Simen Yud Zayin. Bracha Yud Beis, the 12th bracha is the bracha of Olam HaShinim. Al Yomer U'malchus Zodin Elo V'Hazedim Meheros Akir Shehim Aminim. Now, the original Nusach HaBracha, the Gemara clearly calls it Birchus Aminim, is referred to Birchus Aminim. We actually, in some Nuschos, we don't mention Minim at all. So, the Minim is a reference to the Talmidim of Yeshu HaNoitzri. Actually, there is a Radvaz that says that the word Min is Rosh HaTevis for Mi, Mi Talmide is the Mem, Yud is from Yeshu, Noitzri is the Nun, that's Mem, Yud Nun, Mi Talmide, Yeshu HaNoitzri. So the Minim referring to the Talmidim of Yeshu HaNoitzri, which were undermining the Shmiras HaTorah and Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and they eventually used the opportunity to act also to persecute Klal Yisrael. Because that there were censors who were sensitive to this issue and were aware of it, and they took out the word Minim, so we used the word Zedim instead to refer to the Minim. There was an old Nusach that even Zedim was taken out of, and you see that the Marsha actually had the Nusach of Amachus Zodin. And if you look at the Siddur Arzat Tfilas, it says that the Nusach Yeshana, the old Nusach, is Machus Zodin. And the Nusach Chadosha is V'Hazedim. So the Chayyadim points out that the correct Nusach is not Umalchus Zodin, because that would be referring to not to the Minim, which is what we want to refer to, but the nations which act with Zodin against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and some suggest it's referring to Amalek or to Rome, etc. But that's not the point of the bracha. The bracha was not about the other nations. The bracha was about the members of Klal Yisrael, which are undermining the kiyum of the Torah mitzvahs by their false beliefs. So therefore, we hint to that by saying Zaydim Meheiros Akir. We refer to those people by referring to them as the Zaydim. Then that is the correct nusach, and that has become pretty much a standard nusach nowadays. Is not to say Machu Zodin, but rather to say Hazaydim Meheiros Akir. Okay. Now, the next point that the Chayyadim addresses in this nusach HaTfilah is based on the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says a story with her mayor that there were certain individuals in who lived in her mayor's neighborhood who were being irritating him in a significant way, to the point that he was davening that they should be removed. And his wife Beruya pointed out to him that that's not the right thing to do, because we don't daven that a person should be removed, that one person should do tshuva. We daven that rishus should be removed. It says Yitamu, Yitamu chatoim in oritz, Yitamu chaitim in oritz. It says it doesn't refer to the chaitim, those who sin, but rather the sins should be removed from the world. Let's daven that the sins of the people should be removed by them doing tshuva. And that's a valid tefillah, that a person should daven somebody should do tshuva. So we're davening over here that the Mechala Risha, that the Risha should be removed from the world, but not the Oisei Risha, not those who do Risha. And therefore that's the two points he wants to point out in the Nusach of the Bracha of Olam HaShinim. It's interesting that the bracha starts out with the vav, vela malshinim al tehisikva. We do find that the bracha is that the Shemoneh Esrei, that sometimes the bracha starts with a vav, very rarely. We have the two brachas of Bnei Yerushalayim and Atzmiach Keren Yeshua, that there's a, which in the Yerushalmi actually that it's actually in the Nusach is actually one bracha. So the Bavli, even though it has it as two brachas, and we follow there's two brachas, we have a vav. But why is it a vav over here? So one of the suggestions over here with the vav is to be maramas to all of those people who were censored out of the bracha that we can't actually explicitly say because of the concern of the censor. Just saying so and so and so and so, and the malshinim also. So we're including the malshinim. We're including with that vav, we're hinting to that there's more people that are supposed to be included in this bracha besides, and that would be another hint to the minim that it's referring to. Okay, the chayyada moves on to in this siman, he moves on to the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, and we will leave that point, Bezer Hashem, for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.